from Dorothy. It is April 5th, 2026, 7 p.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. President Trump threatens to return Iran to the Stone Age while markets react to new war escalations. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address on Wednesday night. He declared that United States military objectives in Iran are nearing completion. However, he failed to provide a clear exit strategy for the conflict. Instead, Trump threatened further destruction of Iranian infrastructure if no deal is reached within 2 to 3 weeks. He stated that the United States has beaten and completely decimated Iranian military capabilities. The president warned of strikes on bridges and electric power plants. He specifically mentioned the B-1 bridge near Tehran as evidence of progress. Global markets reacted with immediate volatility following these remarks. Oil prices surged past $110 a barrel as traders fear prolonged disruptions to supply through the Strait of Hormuz. The president urged nations dependent on Middle Eastern energy to take control of the waterway themselves. Critics noted that his timeline for ending the war has shifted repeatedly over the past month.
U.S. Special Forces rescue a second airman from an F-15E jet downed over Iranian airspace. President Donald Trump announced early Sunday that United States Special Operations Forces had successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace. This mission began on Friday when the two-seat jet was struck while operating over southwestern Iran. Both crew members ejected from the aircraft. While one airman was rescued near the crash site on Friday, the second remained missing behind enemy lines for nearly 48 hours. President Trump described the successful extraction of both service members as an Easter miracle in a series of social media posts. He credited the rescue team with being brilliant, strong, and decisive. According to United States officials, the operation involved intense firefights and required precise coordination between special forces and air support. Israeli intelligence reportedly played a role in facilitating the mission. This rescue marks the first time an American combat aircraft has been shot down by enemy fire since the war began 5 weeks ago.
President Trump issues a 48-hour ultimatum to Iran regarding the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. President Donald Trump has issued a stark 48-hour ultimatum to Iran. He warned that the United States will target the country's energy infrastructure and bridges if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz to commercial shipping. The deadline is set for Tuesday night, according to reports from major news outlets. In a series of posts on Truth Social, the president used profanity-laden language to describe the consequences of non-compliance. He stated that Tuesday would be power plant day and bridge day all wrapped up in one. The president further warned that if the regime fails to act, all hell will rain down on Iran. He also stated that the United States could easily take control of the strait and profit from oil exports if diplomatic efforts fail. The escalation in rhetoric follows the successful rescue of a United States aviator who was shot down over Iranian territory earlier this week.
Oil prices surge past $110 as fears mount over continued Middle East conflict. Oil prices surge past $110 a barrel following President Trump's recent address to the nation. Traders feared prolonged disruptions to supply through the Strait of Hormuz as tensions remain high in the region. Some benchmarks reached over $113 per barrel during early trading hours. The volatility in global markets reflects uncertainty regarding the war's conclusion and potential further military actions. United States stock markets opened lower before recovering slightly on reports of potential diplomatic progress in the region. Energy analysts expressed skepticism about claims that the United States produces enough oil to sustain itself without imports. The president urged nations dependent on Middle Eastern energy to take control of the waterway themselves. This comment drew skepticism from defense experts and allies who worry about the stability of global shipping lanes. The situation has heightened tensions in the Middle East as the deadline for reopening the strait approaches.
Supreme Court justices hear arguments on the constitutionality of birthright citizenship protections. The Supreme Court heard arguments on Wednesday regarding the constitutionality of birthright citizenship protections. Justices questioned both sides during a lengthy session that focused on the 14th Amendment. The case challenges whether children born in the United States to undocumented immigrants automatically gain citizenship. Legal scholars have signed an open letter expressing concern over potential changes to this long-standing policy. The administration has argued for a reinterpretation of the amendment language. Critics note that such a shift could affect millions of people currently residing in the country. The court is expected to issue a ruling later this year, which could reshape immigration law significantly. This legal battle comes as the nation grapples with broader debates over border security and national identity. Observers watch closely to see how the justices balance constitutional text with modern demographic realities.
That is your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.